and with Malcolm Freeforce.
Thanks, buddy.
Let's give him a big hand, all right?
All right, guys. You're going to turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter number 15. I'll give you guys a minute to get there. And while we do, I'm going to preach to you guys on something that I think is going to be a little different for you today. I know we're all in school, and this is the last thing you want to hear, but we're going to talk about learning today, okay? And I want to talk to you guys about learning from the saints, okay? And when I say that, I don't mean just the old people from the Bible. Me personally, and this is my just personal opinion, this isn't Bible, so don't stone me while I'm up here, it's okay. When I think of a saint, I think of someone I look up to. Like Pastor Donald and Pastor Rich, to me, they're saints. Now, maybe to other people they might not be, but to me they are, you know. So somebody you look up to is really what we're going to focus on, okay? So if you're in Romans with me, chapter 15, we're going to read the first 7 verses. And I'll just read them for you. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our, catch this, learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded, one toward another, according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receive ye one another, as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Now we're going to quick flip over to Romans 1 and chapter 8. And I want to read this real quick. This is one of my points. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. It's very important there. I'm going to tell you guys why. Now, like I said, when I think of a saint, I think of someone I look up to, someone I can learn from. And I want to discuss what we can learn from them. If you look first with me in the first verse of chapter 15, it says, "We that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak." Be strong, guys. Well, what do you mean? Go to the gym and work out every day? No. As you see, I don't do that. Amen. Okay. I mean strong in our faith. Okay. Being strong in our Bible reading. And the way we witness to people. Being faithful. Being strong in our faith. Okay, guys. We can learn that from the saints. I think you could probably agree with me by saying Pastor Rich and Pastor Donald are strong people of God. Okay, and most, if not all, of our churches that way. They are strong. Okay, number 2, not to please ourselves. Okay, that's part of pride. Okay, just going about life just to make me feel good. I'm going to go party because that's what I want to do. Pleases me. I'm going to skip church this Wednesday so I can go hang out with my buddies because makes me feel good. Pleases me. And it actually says, let every one of us please our neighbor for his good to edification. Now, I'm not saying go out of your way to make everybody happy, because sometimes that just doesn't work. I'm not saying, you know, every day go over to your neighbor's house and bring them like 12 dozen of cookies, however I'd appreciate that. You know. Okay. So, but think of it this way. One day you're sitting having lunch, you know, having those sandwiches, get a knock on your door. You get all ticked off. Well, I wonder who that is. You get to the door, it's the person who lives right next to you, who's been watching you live. Well, what do you want? Well, I was going to come over and try to talk to you about this God you're always telling me about. But the way you live, I'm not quite sure I want that anymore. Or how about taking time not to please ourselves, and we get that, well, I wonder who that could be. Maybe it's somebody from the church. That'd be a blessing, wouldn't it? Get up, get to the door, it's your neighbor. Well, what can I do for you? Need help with everything? Is everything okay? And you get to lead them to salvation. Good. Because they see you live, and they say, I want that.
Amen.
That's good. Next. Have hope. That we, through patience and comfort of the what? Scriptures. What are scriptures? That little piece of leather you have in your hand. That we might have hope. Some people say, you know, you don't understand what I'm going through. Life's really rough. I just don't have hope anymore. I can't find anything to be happy about. There's no hope for me. Have you tried doing this thing called read? It's very dangerous to do. We put letters together to form words. We usually learn how to do this in second and third grade. But I've found that whenever my life gets rough, and I think, what on earth is going on? What am I supposed to do now? How am I supposed to continue my walk with God? I usually consult this first. And then if it's serious, I usually consult my pastor. If it's something I really need to talk to somebody about. Like in the next year, I'm getting ready to embark to Bible college. I'm getting ready to open the last door of my childhood. Step into this thing called the real world. And I'm not ready. But that gives me hope that when I do, God will provide. How awesome is that? Next. Have your faith known around the world. We have missionaries in foreign countries that know who Pastor Rich is. Why? Just because he sent them there? No. Because he's faithful in his giving. Provides for them. Well, at least helps. Because his faith is known. He and Pastor Donald are known from Massachusetts to California because of their faith. How awesome would that be when we get to heaven and we're walking down those shining streets of gold, rejoicing in the Lord? We run into somebody. Hey, you're that pastor who made it a point to donate to my ministry. I was that missionary that was over in Egypt preaching the word. And I couldn't have got anywhere without your donation. I say, well, thank you. That's really nice. Walking down a little further, somebody else runs into you. Hey, you're that preacher who sent us Bibles. I was that missionary from China you supported. Because we had faith. You're faithful. Next. Be like-minded, guys. ladies. What's that mean? I really don't know how to put it to you well. But for example, me and Drake, it's a preacher boy, my brother in Christ. When you read scripture, you could get 5,000 different things out of just a couple words. For example, there's a verse in Genesis, and he made the stars also. One preacher might read that and just say, oh, he made the stars. Another preacher might sit and catch that last word, also. He made the stars just because he could, just because he was God, just to prove how awesome he is. He said, here, why don't I make these too? Me and Drake might have a different opinion on something. But I think we're like-minded to the point that we can agree that God's word is right. And we're saved. We go to the same church. We are the same preaching. I can go to him and say, hey, Drake, this is a message I have prepared. In fact, I did that to him today. I have a second message in my Bible that I was debating on preaching tonight about prayer. I said, hey, bud, you know, what do you think about this? What's your opinion? And he gave it to me. He said, you know, bud, you know, this. And I can either say, well, that's not what I get from it. Or I can say, huh, I didn't look at it that way before. Pretty cool that you can get something different than I can. Be like-minded. Because if you are, it'd be a whole lot easier to get along with somebody. Next. Accept Christ. Guys. There is this wonderful place called heaven. Described to us with streets paved with gold, with an entrance of pearly gates. Well, how do I get to somewhere like that? That sounds pretty darn cool. I want to go there. For I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Well, who said that? Jesus. But you know, there's more than just that wonderful place. Because someone might say, well, you know, I don't want that whole God thing. So I'll just accept the next best, that purgatory thing. Well, there's hell, guys. Well, hell's not going to be all that bad. It's just going to be a full-time party, right? Just everybody who does drugs and drinks, it's all that's going to be there. Nah, not so much. How about an eternal lake of fire? That's what you can learn from the saints. Probably, I'll say every person in this church older than 20 is probably saved. And most of our youth group too, I'm not excluding you guys. But that's probably who we're going to learn from, guys. When I was called to preach, I didn't just develop public speaking skills out of the toe of my shoe. I had to practice them. I had to learn how to get up here in front of everybody and talk. And I still got a long way to go. That's what Bible college is for. But if you guys aren't sure what'll happen to you tonight, the bus ride home. Me, my sister, and Drake help run the bus. Most of you guys ride it. If there's an accident and you die tonight, what's going to happen to you? Lastly, and I'll close with this. Sorry for going over. And this really isn't in our scripture, and I threw this in the last minute because it's been burdening my heart. Honor thy mother and father. I spent a year dating a young lady. And right off the bat, my parents said, "Hey, you know, Mark, we're not so sure about this. Maybe you shouldn't go down the road you're headed on." I said, "You know what, Mom, Dad, I know better than you do. I'm going to do my own thing." I didn't take the time to learn from the saints. Learn from the saints, guys.